keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A man drowned at Big Hill Lake in Labette County. Julio Flores has more.
Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks law enforcement officers responded to a report of a drowning at Big Hill Reservoir on Wednesday night. According to KDWP, using a robotic submersible vehicle, authorities found and recovered the body of a 20-year-old male. The circumstances surrounding the incident remain under investigation. The KDWP has not released a name of the victim at this time. I'm Lou Flores.
Four of the five people charged with murdering two Southwest Kansas mothers were in court this week. Jillian Kelly and Veronica Butler of Hugoton disappeared in March 2024 while they were going to pick up Butler's children in Oklahoma. Their bodies were found buried in a freezer in April 2024. The four suspects had a hearing this week, and the judge set status hearings for July 30th. Two suspects are working on plea deals, and they're scheduled for additional hearings this fall. The case has gained national attention. This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live. For the better of myself, my family, my weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 77. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 47. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 77. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 59.
Your number one source for local sports in north central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Missouri Senate adjourned Wednesday without taking action on a stadium funding bill aimed at keeping the Kansas City Royals and Chiefs in Missouri, setting the stage for a potential special session later this year. After the Missouri House passed the stadium funding bill earlier this week, the legislation has stalled in the Senate. Some senators voiced frustration over the state of negotiations, with some calling the situation in Jefferson City, quote, complete disarray. The $2 billion stadium funding plan, part of Governor Mike Kehoe's, quote, Show Me Sports Investment Act, would allow Missouri to contribute up to 50% of stadium construction costs through state-issued bonds. The plan would apply only to projects exceeding $500 million and would include a clawback provision if teams left the state before the bonds were paid off. Part of the reason this is now on the back burner is because some senators question whether the bill should be a top priority for the Senate. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
It was a busy day in North Central Kansas for track and field athletes as many area athletes and teams competed in the league meets, including at Rock Hills, Mankato, where the NPL was held. St. John's won the boys' side 124, Lincoln 107, Rock Hills 97, Lucas 65, Tesca 57, Pike Valley 43, Thunder Ridge 30, Natoma 13, Tipton Catholic 11, Lakeside 10. On the girls' side, Osborne ran away with it 149, Rock Hills 72, Lincoln 68, St. John's 58, Stockton 52, Sylvan Lucas 46, Tescott 30, Tipton Catholic 26, Pike Valley 18, Thunder Ridge 5, Natoma 2. Individual events, Xavier Miller of Lincoln won the 100-meter run 11:69. He's from Lincoln. Ember Larson, also from Lincoln, won the girls' side 13:25 and 100 meters. In the 200, Bethley Similink, Rock Hills, 27:62, won the girls. Andy Cooper, 23:07, Pike Valley, won the 200. In the 400, Cody Huell, 102.03 of Sylvan Lucas, won the girls. In the boys' side, Andy Cooper, 51.32, Pike Valley, won the 400. 800 meters, Addison Poor, 223.07, Osborne. 800 meters, boys, Tristan Reynolds, 206.60, Rock Hills. 1600 meters, Brianna Reeves, 532.08, Pike Valley. 3200 meters, girls, Brianna Peterson, Tescott, 12:25.69. 1600 meter boys, Dayton Reeves, 457.47. He's from Pike Valley. 100 meter hurdles in the girls, Gentry Reiner Osborne, 17:11. 3200 meter run, Harlan Pandacost, Sylvan Lucas, 11:08.61. Gentry Reiner, 300 meter hurdles from Osborne, 47:60. 110 meter hurdles, Tyson Yates, St. John's, 16:15. 4x100 relay, Lincoln won it with a time of 52:39. Ethne Sheldon, Hazel Metz, Ivy Sheldon, Ember Larson. 300-meter hurdles, boys, Jeremiah Miller won it, 42:79. He's from Lincoln. 4x100 relay, Rock Hills boys won it, 45:31. Isaiah Ridgway, Camden Ward, Cooper McNeil, and Nate Myers. 4x400, Osborne won it. On the girls' side, Gentry Reiner, Cameron Taylor, Levy Reiner, Addison Poor, 4:15:25. In the 4x400 boys, St. John's won it. Nicholas Niewald, Edward Herenick, Caden Brummer, Henry Holden. 4x800 girls, Osborne won it with a time of 10:03.82. Raya Berticelli, Kate Kindig, Levy Reiner, Addison Poor. In the shot put, Grace William, Osborne won the girls, 36:05. 4x800 boys, Tristan Reynolds, Justin Luong, Cooper McNeil, Kobe Bowers of Rock Hills, 8:44.22. And in the shot put, Austin Good from Lincoln won it, 48:02. In the discus on the girls' side, Levy Reiner from Osborne won it, 1:17.06. In the discus, Lane Brooks won it for Sylvan Lucas, 1:42.08. And in the javelin, Carly Bremer of Tipton Catholic won it, 1:21. In the boys' javelin, Austin Ehring of Lincoln won it, 1:48.475. Hallie Meisner won the high jump for Rock Hills, 5 foot. Ava Dix from Stockton won the long jump, 16:35. Vance Dole, Sylvan Lucas won the boys' high jump, 6:2. And in the triple jump, Morgan Finkenbinder from Sylvan Lucas won it on the girls, 33:2.25. Ben Bell won the pole vault, 12 foot from Lincoln. Long jump, Nate Myers, Rock Hills, 19:09. And in the triple jump, Edward Herenick from St. John's won it with a time of 44:08 and a quarter.